M. Answers. Nickel Silver's Scripps R. Us Questionnaire. With additional commentary from Dr. M. First question. Team script or team improv? I am all about the script, guys. I don't mind a bit of improv. I like tweaking scripts occasionally and making them more my own, but I'm really wanting to try and go by what the writer came up with. It's the whole reason I picked the script. And just improvising it on my own? Only did that once with poor Emmett. That actually, I improvised it with a minor outline for someone personally, and then when I decided for Halloween to re-record it, I went back, listened, and transcribed it to make a script, because honestly, I'm just more comfortable that way. What attracts me to a script? The tags, the writer, the length, other? If I know the writer, I'm going to take a look. You know, if it looks at all like something I might possibly be interested in, I'm going to read it. But I also just like reading scripts, even if they're not one I'm going to actually perform. And there's writers that, heck, it's like reading short stories, that I like their stuff. The tags, that's what's going to let me know to take a look with ones that I'm not familiar with, or it'll just give me this, oh, feeling inside, if it's a writer I do know of, going, oh, buckle in, this is one I want. Also, I notice with scripts, does it sing to me? There's something about when you find a script that you know is meant for you to record as an artist, it sings. It's like, oh, I can just picture my voice wrapping around those words, and it's, fuck, I want to record that now. That's how I decide on my scripts to record, usually. This is one where it would differ with Dr. M. Oh, he's all about the tags. Yeah, I read ones that I just go, yeah, that's a Dr. M script. I need to look at it. And I do. Fresh off the griddle or tried and true? Finding the right script. Well, I do tend to, periodically, when I'm going, you know, I need to find a few more scripts to throw onto the list, and I'll page through the day if I have time and just see if there's any scripts that sound fun. I will also occasionally go to certain writers' subreddits and browse through to see if they've written anything interesting lately. As see previous answer, I'm all about some of the writers. I have used the script database. That's actually, it hasn't necessarily gotten me directly for a specific script, but it's pointed me at writers to look at. Because if I see somebody that tends to do a lot of scripts that seem to have the sort of style that I would actually like to do, I don't know, I want to take a look at them. I haven't written a friendly PM request to a scriptwriter or posted a request, except for when I did Fear Month for Dr. M. I posted a request, and I had one person send me a script. And I recorded the hell out of that one. And although on first glance, it was going, how the heck is this going to be sexy? I actually, on reflection, found that vivisection done live in an excellent script like that actually could be a sweet love story. Or at least to Dr. M. Not for everyone to listen to, but as always, when I do my Dr. M scripts, I've got my friends that I let them know, no, don't listen to that one. No, no. I give warnings. I like to scare people, but only people that want to be scared. You see a great script, but it's filled right away. Do I cross it off my list? Who cares? You'll make it your own? Add it to my to-be-recorded list? A is definitely not the answer. If it's a great script, it's going on my list. Usually, I will delay. I might record it fairly soon, but I'm not going to want to post it close to when others have been posting it, because they deserve their time in the sun. I don't really want to split the interest. That said, I am one of those that loves hearing a script done by multiple people, so I get that for a writer point of view. Now, that said, I won't actually listen to the other recordings that people have done if there's a script I want to do until I do it, because I don't want to just copy someone else. I want to hear, what do I do? What did they do? What were their choices? That's part part of what I really enjoy in hearing multiple people do a script. I like seeing the differences. It's jazz. And so I will eventually post it and have no qualms about that. Do I use the glorious DWA script database? If so, why? If not, why not? I tend to use it to find authors, as I mentioned, I believe. Why don't I use it more? Because I've got such a backlog of to-be-recorded scripts that haven't needed to go searching. But it definitely is a resource I would use. I'm actually getting close to clearing my backlog soon. So, yeah, I'll probably look at it pretty soon again. Format. What's your pleasure? Narrative. One-sided dialogue. Poem. Collab. I tend to like dialogue. More specifically, I love monologue. You give me a juicy, scene-chewing monologue, and I just am having a ball. That goes doubly as a Dr. M script, because he is all about the scene-chewing. I've also done some collabs, with Mooney in particular, and they have been wonderful experiences. I recommend people to try doing collabs, because they're fun. They wouldn't be the meat and potatoes for me, but I have no problem with collabs. I love them. How do you work with a script? Read it off your computer, phone, print a hard copy, mark it up, teleprompter? Early on, I printed a hard copy and tried using it, and then I found out I kept recording the pages turning, because I was doing some longer scripts at that time. Now, I tend to have it either straight off the file on the computer, or I save a text document that I've edited up, usually with Notepad Plus, and I'll tend to do it that way. I'll just do a side-by-side with the script on one side of the screen and the recorder, which is Reaper, on the other side. I find also that that gap at the beginning I leave in the recording, that lets me click on the other side and it gets cut and you never hear me do that. And I can just scroll with my mouse wheel, like this. Do you hear it? Maybe faintly, but not really that much. Once I have chosen a script, what do I do then? I don't go in cold into a script. I've gone in cold to a few of the questionnaires. This wasn't one of them. That's sometimes fun. But for a script, I do a read-through. I don't really make physical notes. I might make mental notes, and I might think about it, of how do I want to actually do this section? But usually if I read through it several times, I can get that into my head so I know when I reach the section what I'm going to do. Vocal directions, yay or nay? Yeah, I actually enjoy vocal directions. It lets me focus on, okay, why did the writer put this in there? And it lets me get a better feel for the character, and I have fun. I have no problem with vocal directions. It helps. Sometimes just the pure words isn't enough to actually understand why or what's exactly going on and why. What's going on internally to the character. And I'm not here to improv. I'm here to adapt and portray what the wonderful scripter did. Coming up, when to orgasm, indicated in the script, is... if you're going to want me to orgasm, you're going to need to note that. And it's probably going to be in general... Where about are you wanting to? Give me notes. Give me directions of going, okay, you're starting to masturbate here. Okay, it's getting more intense. Okay, you're building. Okay, in this area, you need to come. Give me that, I'm great. Special effects. Whee! Or, oh no, run away. It depends. If you want it to be recorded and posted quickly, no. Because I'm one of those that I will work myself to the bone to try and get the sound effects just the way I want to hear them. I will haunt the free sound sites. Most recently when I did the showerhead audio, though, I could not find anything that satisfied me for Galanthea's script. And I finally ended up taking the laptop with the mic into the bathroom and running the shower with my hand under the shower head and changing up the intensity. And yeah, I got way, way, way too into that one. which is also why it took about 3 months for me to finally get up the courage to do all that and finally get it out the door. Special effects, they will cause a delay of months. I will record the audio, and then it's, okay, I don't really feel up to doing all the special effects yet. Actually, right now, I've got one that has a lot of electrical sounds that I've got to get. And, well, I'm just trying to get myself up to the point of doing that one. I don't mind complicated special effects. You can come up with something. Your zipper sounds, your door knock, your clothes rustle. That's simple. I even keep some rags around so I can tear women's clothing off, as I did in Patronage. I had a shirt that was beyond the means, and instead of throwing it out, I tucked it away because I knew I was going to need to tear some cloth at some point. My first script had tearing cloth that I performed, so I try and keep that in mind. And no, though I don't use Audacity, as I said, I use Reaper. I had it recommended to me. If you're wanting to do multi-track audio, it can do things a little bit better, although there is a learning curve, and I eventually got past that learning curve, so won't say it's for everybody, but hey, if you're really wanting to do some sound effects and manipulation of sound, it's pretty good. Do I consider scripts a starting point or set in stone? I consider it relatively set in stone, but you can change a word here or there, or I have had a case where I've asked the scripter going, I want to change this. It's not a huge change, but would you mind if I did that? Because it was enough that it wasn't just a word, it was a slight section I was changing. They were happy I was recording it. Okay. I have a great idea for a script. What do I do? No, I don't ramble, Fap. I just don't do it. It's not me. I'm all about the scripting, so a ramble fap is like the opposite, the antithesis. I've talked with some script writers, but I haven't really said, hey, can you write me a script for X? They got their own script ideas. If talking with them inspires them to write something, great. I haven't actually posted a request either. Maybe that's just laziness on my part. I've only written one script, for any of you that know me. And I've had it recorded and posted once by someone that was wonderful. I have had a few other ideas, and I may eventually write them, but the way I tend to do creative things, which I'm more prolific in text than I am in script, which for those of you that know me on DPP under alternate identities, yeah, I'm pretty damn prolific, but scripting, it's special to me. So it will sit in the back of my head and percolate. And ever so often, I'll type a few things down. And then I'll type a few more things down. And then I'll start tying them together. And eventually they're going to come out. And I know this. But I don't believe in rushing it. I'm not about the how productive am I. It's fun. If I did any more, I'd get upset with it. Bonus question. Are there things writers should never put in a script? This is tricky for me. There are things I probably wouldn't want to see in a script. But I absolutely would want scripters to still feel welcome to write them. That's kind of what I really like about the whole GWA community of groups. Your thing? Great. Go for it. If it comes for specific things, it's more not about what shouldn't be put in, as more what should be put in. Clear phrasing, clear grammar, maybe a little scene direction, just something to give me an idea of what's going on with it. But not really about what shouldn't be in there. If it's something in there I don't want to see, I'm just not going to record it. But hey, power to somebody else that wants to. What do I wish script writers did more of? Comedy. Give me some of your comic scripts, guys. I've got an itch in there for, especially, give me some dark humor. I love fear play, but I also love to try and make people laugh. And if I can make them uncomfortable and laugh at the same time, bonus. Yeah, that's all from Dr. M right there. Well, I hope this here has helped all of you wonderful, lovely scripters out there to understand that us voice actors and actresses, we probably should be committed somewhere, but give us your scripts. Good night. And as a postscript that I have added on here, because you may not have realized how much I have edited this to take out all the, things that I really felt if I'm going to portray the actor and editor side that I really should take out. Thank you, Reaper. It made it much easier to do. Thank you. I value all of you scripters, and I look forward to seeing your scripts. And if you have a Dr. M script or just an M script, talk to me. Bye.